Hello, hello. Hello, and welcome to our message. If you have opened this message as a podcast, we want you to understand this is a live teleconference meeting. So there will be people joining us on the telephone from around the country. So we'll begin this message in about 3 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes or so. Give them a chance to get here. And any time that you podcasters would like to join Freedom's Way on our teleconference meetings, they're held every Monday and Friday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363-pound. Or you can go online to www.freedomswayministries.com for more information. So welcome if you would like to say hello. Now is a good time to do that. Just speak right up.
Well, hello, Miss Vicki.
Hi, Mitch. Good to have you.
Hi, good to be here, too. I've been missing you. Been on vacation 2 weeks. Sorry we didn't tune in.
That's okay. You'll be blessed tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for all you do.
Is that my hubby?
Yep.
It was my hubby who made it on. All right.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You good?
Good, good, good. Glad you're back.
Yeah, we're back in town. Yeah. Trying to get back in schedule.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe that I held your Thursday slot for you this week.
No, yeah, that ain't going to work.
It's not going to work? Okay.
Yeah, Thursday's an orthodontist appointment for her, so. And I'll talk to her, see if she wants to, you know, go forward this week, too. So.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, we've been going Friday night.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Hi, Vicki.
Yeah. Hey, welcome.
Hey, welcome. Just have a good night. I'll be listening. I may be on the road, but I'll be listening.
Okay, thank you, Judy.
Well, I got to take a girl to the mental ward in Cleveland.
Hallelujah.
So, I know. And I hate going to Cleveland. Okay, just keep me in prayer if you think about it.
I will do it. Okay.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Who else wants to say hello?
Helen is here. Excuse me. Helen is here. I'm glad to be here.
Hi, Helen. Thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm. It's a privilege.
Okay. Anybody else before I mute your telephones? Okay, I am going to mute your telephones and we'll get started tonight. Hello? Oh, Father God, we praise you and thank you for this time tonight. We thank you for your word that goes forth with power. We thank you, Lord, that you prepare the hearts and minds of every listener to receive what you have to say. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us, for giving us these pictures that so clearly speak of Jesus Christ and the pattern for our lives today. Turn aside any unclean spirit, any assignment from hell that would hinder or prevent any of us from clearly hearing or understanding what you would have us know. I refuse access to any intruder, invader, interloper. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for an increase of your Holy Spirit presence. We yield ourselves to you, and we ask that you bring your word your way. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And for anyone who is new on the line, we are Phil and Vicki Burdett. We are your facilitators for tonight. We are the leaders of Freedom's Way Ministries, your telephone pastor. And our mission is to help you come into your true identity in Christ and to put off the labels of the world, the lies of hell, and every unclean thing that would hinder you in your walk with God. So we will be happy to help you in any way we can. Keep listening. God bless you. Get us going here, baby.
Hey, hallelujah. So, all I failed to mention is that we're the socially distant church. We were socially distancing before socially distancing was cool, or was the end thing. But it wasn't from keeping distance. It was for bringing people together from all over the country in a single cause. And that cause is to learn our true identity in Christ, walk in it, and experience the power of walking in who we were designed to be, and with the addition of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to be in him and to walk in all his resurrection power that he has offered to us as a free gift, and we are thankful for it.
Amen.
And that's a quick aside, and we're going to get on with the message. Hallelujah. Tonight, the message is from our series, Old Testament Principles for a New Testament Life, and we're going to concentrate tonight on Ezra chapters 4 through 6 and part 2. Well,
we did chapter 4 last.
Okay, hallelujah. Thank you. For anyone who may have just joined us, we've been sharing a series for several weeks on this, which explores some of the accounts from Hebrew scriptures, or what we call the Old Testament, and drawing from these accounts valuable insights and principles that are still relevant for our lives today as born-again Christians. Hallelujah.
Or completed Jews.
Yes, or, hey, walking in the resurrection of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Ha. That's all that matters. God is with us, and we can count on him. Hallelujah. So hopefully you've all been enjoying this as much as we have. Our foundation scripture for this series is 2 Timothy 3:16, which states all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. This means that every word of God is meant to teach us, to convict us, to set our lives in order, and to train us to be just like Jesus, who is our true righteousness. And I don't see any fault in any of that. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So last week, as I said, we began examining Ezra chapter 4. So tonight we're going to get the rest of the story from Ezra chapters 5 and 6. Now, very briefly, to refresh your memory as to where we are in history and what's happening, the Israelites were in captivity. When Cyrus became king of Persia, God spoke to him to allow the Israelites to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. That wasn't an idea that sat well with everyone, even their fellow Jews who were living in the area. So this group of people had become complacent in their captivity. They were quite happy to continue to receive the entitlements of the conquering king and those of surrounding areas. It seems they were go-along-to-get-along kind of people. Now, at first, these Jews attempted to join the children of Judah and Benjamin, but their motive in doing that was not pure, and they were turned away. Their response to that rejection was to bring trouble. They wanted to bring trouble to the builders and frustrate the purpose of God. They wrote a letter to the king accusing these builders of being rebellious and disobedient, and stating that if the work continued and Jerusalem was rebuilt, it would be the end of the king collecting taxes and tribute from the entire area. Look it up, they said. Go back in your records. Look it up. You'll see what they're like. And they twisted the truth and spoke in accusation to hinder the work of rebuilding so that they could maintain their own level of comfort under the current king. So order was given to stop the work, and the Israelites were forced to stop this rebuilding project. Then after Darius rose to kingship, God apparently spoke to the people and the work resumed. And that's the situation we are in when we enter chapter 5. So we're going to read it, and again, we're going to read the whole chapter. So we want you to listen up. God says he follows his word with signs. That has certainly been true over the course of this series. And we're going to continue to put the word of God out into the atmosphere. It will not return to him void. And that will set the stage for more signs to follow.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Ezra chapter 5. Then the prophets, Haggai the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo.
Whoever
you are. That's a tough one, though. It's a simple one. Prophesied unto the Jews. So Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied into the Jews and were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. And with them were the prophets of God helping them. At the same time came to them Tatnai, governor on this side of the river, and Shetharbaznai and their companions, and said unto them, who has commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall? Then went said we unto them after this manner, what are the names of the men that make this building? But the eye of the Lord was upon the elder of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease till the matter came to Darius, and then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. The copy of the letter that Tatnai, governor on this side of the river, and Shethar Bozni and his companions, the Apharsachites, which were on this side of the river, sent unto Darius the king. They sent a letter unto him wherein was written thus, unto Darius the king, all peace. Be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Judea to the house of the great God, which is builded with great stones, and timber is laid in the walls. And this work goes fast on and prospers in their hands. Then asked we those elders, and said unto them thus, who commanded you to build this house and to make up these walls? We asked their names also to certify you, that we might write the names of the men that were the chief of them. And thus they returned us answer, saying, we are the servants of God of heaven and earth, and build the house that was builded these many years ago, which a great king of Israel builded and set up. But after that our fathers had provoked the God of heaven unto wrath, he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed this house and carried the people away into Babylon. But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same Cyrus made a decree to build this house of God, and the vessels also of gold and silver of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem and brought them into the temple of Babylon. Those did Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered unto one whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor, and said unto him, take these vessels, go, carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be builded in this place, in his place. Then came the same Sheshbazzar and laid the foundation of the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. And since that time, even unto now, has it been in building, and yet it is not finished. Now, therefore, if it seems good to the king, let there be search made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon, whether it be so that a decree was made of Cyrus the king to build this house of God at Jerusalem. And let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Lord. There's an interesting observation at the beginning of this chapter concerning the word of the Lord. The rebuilding project actually began with a word from the Lord to a heathen king, Cyrus of Persia. God has given me all these countries, and he told me to let you go home and build his house. So go. Now the children of the captivity were freed by this word from God. They were released into a specific purpose. When we are loosed from one thing, we are sent into another. We're released from and released into at the same time. But the word was not given to the Israelites, it was given to Cyrus, the word from God. So here in this chapter, the word comes directly to the Israelites through their own prophets, the prophets of God. It's almost as if formerly they were deterred from their purpose because they didn't have a direct word. They had an indirect word. It was only after the prophets received the direct word of God and spoke it into the minds and hearts of the people that the rebuilding began again. My question would be, could they previously, when they were stopped before, could they have been more easily dissuaded from their assignment because of this? If God had spoken directly to them, would they have continued in spite of the forces against them? We don't know the answer, but it's certainly something to consider. Zerubbabel and Jeshua were still around at this time. This is in the reign of the first King Darius, who took over the kingdom of Persia after the impostor who said he was Cambyses' brother. And we gave a short explanation of the succession of kings in part one of this account last week. When the prophets came to the Jews in Judah and Jerusalem, the work started up again. Now notice this. There were still those who questioned what they were doing. They questioned their authority to take on such a project. Who are you, and where's your building permit? Who issued it? But this time, the Jews could not be stopped. They knew God was watching over them and their work, and they declared themselves to be servants of the God of heaven and earth. And Cyrus had ordered the project and was still not finished. If the king would look up the records, then he could make his own decision as to what should be done. The prophets had come alongside to help the builders, and none of them was going to stop the work and wait for an answer. And so the work prospered under their hands.
Amen. Another letter was sent, this time to Darius, who was getting over a couple of years of war and positioning himself as king, and probably didn't have much time to worry about such an unimportant little city. And that's where we are when chapter 6 begins. So let's look at the principles of God which has been revealed so far. First of all, God speaks. Sometimes his word comes through a person, and sometimes it is given directly to his children, either personally or through a prophet. A personal word from God without the middleman may possibly have more impact in our spirit. So when someone gives you a, quote, word from the Lord, it's wise to take it before the Lord for verification.
Amen. Amen. And that is supported in the New Testament with 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. The second principle we see here is that even though the dreams and visions of our lives, our very purpose in God, may seem to be defeated, it isn't. It isn't. God will bring it again, and when he does, we need to respond. And when we respond rightly, everyone will notice how we prosper in the things we do. This is very important, to rightly respond to God. Joshua 4:14. On that day, the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And 1 Timothy 4:14-15. Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given you by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate on these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear to all. And I just want to point out, these are two verses, 4:14. There is a book from Freedom's Way Ministry. Well, freedom is for such a time as now. And it concentrates on verses in the Bible labeled 4:14 because they are amazing. So if you don't have that book, tell me afterward and I'll be sure you get a copy. But Ezra chapter 6 is where we're going now. If you would read that page.
All right. Ezra chapter 6. Then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. And there was found at Achmepha, in the palace that is in the province of the Medes, a roll, and therein was a record written. In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus the king made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be built, the place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid, the height thereof 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 60 cubits, with 3 rows of great stones and a row of new timber, and let the expenses be given out of the king's house. And also, let the golden and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple, which is at Jerusalem, and brought into Babylon, be restored, and brought again unto the temple, which is at Jerusalem, every one to his place, and place them in the house of God. Now therefore, Tatne, the governor beyond the river, Shethar-Boznai and your companions, the Apharsachites, which are beyond the river, be you far from there. Let the work of this house of God, the house of God alone, let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in his place. Moreover, I make a decree that you shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of God, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men that they be not hindered. And that which they have need of, both young bullocks and rams and lambs for the burnt offerings of God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priests which are at Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fail, that they may offer sacrifices of sweet savors unto the God of heaven and pray for the life of the king and of his sons. Also, I have made a decree that whosoever shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from his house, and being set up, let him be hanged thereon, and let his house be made a dunghill for them. And the God that has caused his name to dwell there destroy all kings and people that shall put to their hand to alter and to destroy this house of God which is at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made a decree. Let it be done with speed. Then Tatnai, governor on this side of the river, Shethar-Boznai, and their companions, according to that which Darius the king had sent, so they did speedily. And the elders of the Jews built, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. And this house was finished on the 3rd day of the month of Adar, which was in the 6th year of the reign of Darius the king. And the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity kept the dedication of this house of God with joy, and offered at the dedication of this house of God 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for a sin offering for all Israel, 12 he-goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. And they set the priests in their divisions, and the Levites in their courses, for the service of God, which is at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. And the children of the captivity kept the Passover upon the 14th day of the 1st month. For the priests and the Levites were purified together, all of them were pure, and killed the Passover for all the children of the captivity, and for their brethren the priests, and for themselves. And the children of Israel, which were come again out of captivity, and all such as had separated themselves unto them from the filthiness of the heathen of the land, to seek the Lord God of Israel, did eat, and kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy. For the Lord had made them joyful, and turned the heart of the king of Assyria unto them, to strengthen their hands in the work of the house of God, the God of Israel.
Hallelujah, Lord. Not only does he make our enemies be at peace with us, he does more than that. Long story short, Darius tells his servants to look up the records where he finds Cyrus did give the commandment for the temple to be rebuilt in Jerusalem and that he would pay for it as well. So King Darius tells all the naysayers to leave the Jews alone. Let them gang. And let them gain. Is that Yiddish?
Yes.
Yeah. Leave the Jews alone and let them work. He further decrees that whatever they need, materials, money, animals, goods for making their sacrifices, and anything else they ask for should be provided to them without fail. Hallelujah, Lord. And then the king went even farther. And he decreed that anyone who tried to alter his word would be hanged from the timbers of his own house, and the site would be made into a dunghill.
Wow.
Yeah. Woo. You know, it reminds me of the little old lady. She barely got by from day to day, but she loved the Lord. She was always praising him for his goodness. And her neighbor was a heathen with an atheistic mindset. And every time he heard her pray and praise God, he'd start to taunt her with his view. There is no God. So one day, she was outside praying to the Lord, and she said, Lord, you know I don't have any groceries in the house, and you know I don't have any way to buy any. There is no money, but I know you are good to me and you are faithful to provide for me and you have never once let me down. And her neighbor thought, aha, now I'll prove that old woman there is no God. So he went to the store, he bought a couple of bags of groceries, he left them on her front step. And then he hid in the bushes. And he waited till she came out. And after a little while, the lady opened the door. She saw the grocery bag. She began to dance around in joy. Oh, thank you, Lord, for meeting my needs. Thank you for providing all this food. So her neighbor jumped up out of the bushes. Ha, he said. Ha, the Lord didn't give you those groceries. I did. And she didn't stop in her joy and her bouncing around. She just replied, thank you, Lord, for getting me these groceries and making the sinner pay for them.
Hallelujah. God's got his ways.
Well, for the wicked, laid up for the just.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Important principle we find in this chapter is that God will prosper us in what he directs us to do. And if it is his work, he will make sure that the expenses are covered.
Amen.
And this is an amazing testimony to the truth of God's provision and his steadfast faithfulness as Jehovah Jireh, which literally translates, God will see to it. Proverbs 13:22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
Amen.
Philippians 4:19. For my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. He is so faithful. Another principle we want to point out is found in verse 18, where the priests and the Levites were set in their divisions and their courses. Now, I hope that you were really listening when Phil read that verse. They set the priests in their divisions and the Levites in their courses for the service of God, which is at Jerusalem, as it's written in the book of Moses. That's the verse. Now, the principle is each one of us has an assignment. We each have a place and a purpose in the body of Christ and in the kingdom of God. When we are in our place, we have peace. We are satisfied with our lives. And we can hear from God. We can accomplish his kingdom purpose. An example from the New Testament is Zacharias. This, I believe, is a prime example in Luke chapter 1, verse 8 to 17. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear you a son. And you shall call his name John. And you shall have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." In Ephesians 4:16, "From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." Every one of us has a place and a purpose.
Hallelujah. We'd like to make a comment about verse 17 in Luke chapter 1, which we just read. And it says, "And he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just." Wow. "To make ready a people prepared for the Lord." What a prophecy. In the book of Revelation, there's a reference that corresponds, and it's Revelation 19, verse 7. And it says the following, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready." Please don't miss this. We have a job to do. We are not made ready in the twinkling of an eye. Proof. Poof.
Abracadabra, poof.
Yeah, we're not going to go poof. Jesus just swoops down for us in our present state? I don't think so. We must make ourselves ready both personally and corporately. And part of that process is just what we are doing. You are doing here tonight, listening and learning and hopefully applying God's principles and His Holy Spirit revelations into your life daily. And we must learn to move in the Spirit and the power of Elijah to help others become ready so that the body of Christ becomes the complete and pure bride, a bride without spot or wrinkle.
Hallelujah.
Wow. I say, Selah.
Think about that.
Amen. Think about that. We have a job to do. So let me recap the principles found in these three chapters of Ezra, and then we're going to pray together. Hallelujah. And again, we have bullet points. I'm going to number them. God is always speaking to us. So learn to discern His voice, listen, and obey it. Number two, we must not give up on our dreams and visions. When we rightly respond to God, He will prosper us in them.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. When our plans are God's plans, this is number three, when our plans are God's plans, He will see that we have everything we need to succeed in our plans. Hallelujah. And number four, know that you have a specific place in the plan of God and the body of Christ. Stay in your appointed course, doing all you can to make yourself ready and help others become ready to be the Lamb's wife. Hallelujah.
Amen. And I just want to say another little thing about that before we pray together tonight. You have purpose and plan in the body of Christ and in the kingdom of God. It's not somebody else's. You know, the body of Christ needs to put down this idea that I have to be like you or you have to be like me. Or, you know, I want the same ministry that that person has, or this one does it this way, so I should do it that way. No, you are unique and special, and you have a job to do in your course, appointed in your place. And when you are doing that, you are going to be so happy where you are. You'll be satisfied within yourself. Don't let people throw you off track. Be the wonderful you that God created you to be. Amen?
Amen.
So let's pray together. If you are ready to make yourself ready and help others become ready to be the Lamb's wife, then pray this prayer with me. Father God, once again, I thank you for this word. And for teaching me
by your Holy Spirit
the principles that I can use to become more like Jesus and make myself ready to be His wife. Forgive me, Lord, for not listening to you. Forgive me for not discerning your voice from my own or the devil's. Help me, Father, to exercise my senses.
Help me, Father, to exercise my senses.
To discern both good and evil. As your word tells me to do. I break agreement with deception.
I break agreement with deception.
And second guessing. And I break agreement with complacency that has kept me from meditating in your word. in order to be able to test the spirits. To have what it takes to distinguish your Holy Spirit from all others. Lord, I don't want to fall victim to a counterfeit and follow a wrong path. Forgive me, Father, for laying down the dreams and visions you gave me. And for giving up on them. You never give up, Lord. I want to be more like you every day.
I break agreement
with any spirit of quitting. Any spirits of hopelessness or helplessness. That have caused me to forsake my dreams and visions. Lord, I want all my plans to be led by your Holy Spirit. Not my own desires or ambitions. Keep me in tune with what you want to do. Every day. Help me understand that even when your agenda looks too big, or it looks too expensive or too complicated, help me understand you will provide everything I need to accomplish what you desire accomplished. When I make the commitment, you will make the arrangement. When I accept the assignment, you make the arrangements for it to be carried out. Thank you, Lord, that you free me from the spirit of the world that would tell me what you said do can't be done. Or that I'm not the one to do it. I break agreement with the lies of hell. Every spirit of doubt and unbelief. That it would have me doubt what you say. Thank you that you have appointed a special place for me.
Thank you that you have appointed a special place for me.
In your body, a part in your plan, something that only I can do. No one else will fit my spot, Lord. And help me know I can't fit in anybody else's.
Help me know that I cannot fit in anyone else.
Help me prosper where I am planted. Take deep root in you and grow into the completed, mature, and perfect person that you created from before the foundation of the world. I break agreement with all religious ideas that would say you somehow wave a magic wand and I will suddenly be that person. Help me know I have responsibilities to make myself ready. And give me clear direction in that process. In any area of my life, where I've been unwilling, Father, make me willing to obey you, yielding to you every aspect of my life, every part of my soul,
every part of my soul,
every cell in my body. I break agreement with rebellion and disobedience and every religious spirit that has hindered me from perfection in you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I bring this petition to you, Father, knowing that His blood is all powerful and effective to accomplish what I ask. I receive your forgiveness, Lord, for participating in all these unclean spirits.
Participating with all these.
Hallelujah. I am going to now speak to those things that you broke agreement with. In the event they're still hanging around, they're going to leave you right now. In the name of Jesus and by His blood, I stand in the gap. I forgive all your ancestors for opening the door to any of these things generationally. And I release them into the hand of God. I free you generationally from everything we are going to name. I send back in the spirit these things. And I take back for you anything that you lost through those cords of generational iniquity or evil soul ties. And I speak now to deception, second guessing, self-doubt, all complacency. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast you out. You come up and out from every cell in their bodies. I speak to every spirit of quitting, giving it up, all hopelessness, all helplessness. Loose them and let them go. You do not belong in these children of God, and they broke agreement with you. You have no right to stay. You come up and out from every cell in their bodies and anything I've named. You go to the pit. That burning coals fall on you and you cannot rise again. I speak to every lie of hell that you have believed, every spirit of doubt and unbelief and every religious idea that Jesus does it all and you don't have to worry. I speak to those lies. I speak to the doubt and unbelief in God and in yourself. I cast out every unclean spirit or spirit guide in any of these areas. Get up, get out, and go from every cell in their bodies and take your nasty diseases with you. You can no longer affect and afflict God's people. I send you into the consuming fire of the living God. I cast out rebellion, disobedience, and religious spirits, tradition of man that has made the word of God of no effect. I cast you out in Jesus' name. Come up and out from every cell in their bodies right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I praise you and I thank you that these things are being herded up, rounded up, and herded into your consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. And I ask you, Father, right now, that in every place there has been deception, second-guessing, complacency, doubt, unbelief, lies of hell, Lord, visit us, fill us up with your absolute truth, your absolute steadfast faithfulness, commitment, motivation, not complacency. Trust and not doubt, faith and not unbelief. Where there was that spirit of giving up, of quitting, of hopelessness, of helplessness, show us your truth. Give us new vision. Give us new hope. Strengthen our inner man to stay in the process, Lord. I cast out religious spirits and religious ideas and every spirit of rebellion and disobedience, and where they were, Lord, I ask you for great humility, obedience, and a yielding to you in every area and aspect. It is freedom to depend on you. And I thank you, Lord God, for that freedom. Fill us with your liberty right now, even as you make us more responsible and more accountable. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, that freedom has responsibility. And that is to respond to your ability. In the name of Jesus, fill us up with your purity and your power. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless.
Yes, yes, Lord. Glory to you. All glory and honor and wisdom and strength and power. All thanksgiving to you, Lord. We honor you. We honor you. We recognize you. We exalt your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Take a breath out there. If you have a comment or a question tonight, please push your star 6 keys on your telephone, and we will be able to hear you. Star 6. Oh, praise God.
Hi, this is Helen. When you announced yes, you were going to be in Ezra, I thought, I wonder what are we going to get out of Ezra? And this is just, I'm really, I mean, you know, he's stuck back there somewhere. Anyway, this has really been exciting and very powerful. And I will never cease to be amazed at the obedience. Well, I'm not amazed at the obedience of the demonic powers to your commands, but it is really the most powerful time of deliverance I've ever known in my life, and I've been around a long time. But I look forward to it. But I think shouldn't we come to the bottom of the bucket sometime? But that's okay. I'm just and everything that that you prayed tonight. I mean, it's just hitting right the last few days, the things that the Lord has been dealing with me. So I appreciate it very much. I appreciate for what both of you are doing, and I thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much, Helen. What a great testimony. What a great testimony to the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord, because he doesn't do anything in the dark, and he prepares our hearts. I mean, he already knows. He knows what's coming up. He knows what's going on. And he is for us and with us. And I am so humbled to be in his employment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Helen. Anybody else have something to say tonight? Star 6, if that's you. And I just want to be Helen when I grow up, you know? What a woman. Hi, Annette.
Hey, boy, this came just in time. We got back off that trip. You know, for God's plan, He has for us to do. And, you know, it's going along, but it's slow. And some of it's some very large hurdles, you know what I'm saying, that only the Lord can do. It's not even within anything I could possibly do at all. And I just have the patience for some of it to come about, you know, in His timing, and help, you know, and that helped me with that tonight. Help me just to know that I just got to stay on His mission, you know, and just hang in there, and, you know, it'll come through. And then I got a new one starting that's going to be, you know, mentally, emotionally, worldly. I don't know how I can financially do it. But He's got a plan, you know.
That's right.
He's got a plan.
That's right.
And I just got to, instead of being paranoid to call and try to go forward, you know, I just got to have faith. And He says, do all I can do. That means research, find out what's this and that, and then He'll guide me in the where He wants me to go. So I just, you know, I don't need to hesitate. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to hesitate. I need just to have faith that I'm doing all that I can. And that's all I can do. And the rest is just waiting, you know, and having the patience.
Amen. Hallelujah.
This encourages me. This encourages me because I was having some hesitation about some of the things I need to go forth with. Because it's like, okay, then all of a sudden, what if they just want something? And I said, you know what? I can't worry about that stuff. I just got to do what He told me to do. So, yeah, amen. This gave me encouragement because I got to do it tomorrow. And to make them call.
Amen.
So,
you make the commitment, He makes the arrangement.
That's right. I just got to go for it. Amen. Amen. Thank you. That helped me a lot because it gets trying sometimes, you know. So
it's a challenge. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Amen. Anybody else? Who else got something to say tonight? God is good. He knows exactly. Hey, honey.
Hi. I just wanted to say it's very encouraging. I need it tonight. So thank you, dude.
Amen.
Always on. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Claudia.
Thank
bless
you.
Bless you, great.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Phil is in the spirit over here. He knew you were going to come on and say something.
Did he really?
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, well, God bless you.
Just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all the wonderful prayers out there. And my place in the body out there. I like that. Got my place in the body out there. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I needed it tonight. I needed it tonight real bad. Thank you, Lord.
And to have me in the body, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Been missing you guys.
Thank you, thank you. You know where we live.
That's right. I was thinking about
that. Okay. Anybody else? Praise God. Well, I am going to ask Pastor Phil to bless God's people tonight with that wonderful anointed blessing. Anybody else got something to say before I do that? If not, just make sure your phone's muted so that everyone has a nice clear line.
Hallelujah. Wow.
God is good.
God is good. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your amazing anointing that sets us free, that strengthens us, that helps us in time of need. Thank you for your anointing. It was just so exciting to hear the testimonies, Lord, to your goodness. So we honor you tonight, Lord. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we bow our knee to you. Thank you, Lord. Help us to keep pressing in and seal this word in our hearts, Lord, that we can use every bit of it in our arsenal of weapons in the kingdom of God for your purposes and your ways. So we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for your anointing, and we ask you to anoint your people special with your peace, with your strength, and with your resolve to go forward and to do exploits and miracles in your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your permission. Thank you, Lord, for your permission to bless your people as Aaron, the high priest, blessed the people of Israel in Numbers, the 6th chapter. I want to bless you with the Aaronic benediction, first in Hebrew and in English. Hallelujah. Bless this week, Lord. Yivarechach Adonai. Ve'yishmarecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha ifunecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you shalom, give you peace. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who is our Sar Shalom, our Prince of Peace. Thank you for your blessing, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for all that you are and all that you do. We honor you and we worship you with all our hearts, all our minds, all our strength. Thank you, Lord, for being in our lives and your good plan for our lives. And thank you for prospering us, all of us, in it. Seal this word in our hearts tonight. Bring us back safely in the morning. And Friday for a repeat and a new anointing. Thank you, Lord. You are good. We give you honor and glory in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. For all who can join us in the morning at the King's Table, same number, same access code, 7:15 Eastern Time. Weekday mornings, this message will be repeated as the Lord brings it. Friday night at 8:30. God bless you all. We love you.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night. God bless. Bye.
Good night. Thank good night.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Great message. Terrific.
Thank you, Lisa.
More people need to hear your message, your prayers, and your deliverance. It's just, that's what I'm praying, that somehow your ministry needs to explode. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, I can't understand. Like, yeah. More,
God knows what he's doing.
Yeah, we're all connected. I know that. And there's a reason. I guess maybe people aren't ready for it. You know, that's it. There's a right time for everything. And I'm just thinking of this verse. When the God reigns, it doesn't void, it doesn't, what is that verse? When he, it doesn't go void. So
the word of God, the word of God does not return to him void, but it accomplishes that
that's
for
it.
Which it was sent. Yeah.
It accomplishes. Excellent. That's it.
Amen.
So it's like
Hallelujah.
Everything you're saying is the spirit, the angels hear it, and it's going to, they're sent, they're going to send to the people that need to hear it. As I said, like in his time and his
Amen. Yeah. And just
God.
So you know, the website is now a lot more user friendly, and there are many of these audio messages up there. So you can hear them under audio teachings. Also, Spotify has the podcast, the recordings of these. So, yeah, check out the website again if you haven't been on it for a while.
Yeah.
There's some new videos, or not real new, but they're probably since you've seen them. And also audio teachings are up there. So God bless you.
Spread the word.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. God bless you.
Good night.
God bless.
Good night.
Thank you.